Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the College Young Adult Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. I was reading some devotional thoughts recently, and I came across one that was just really powerful, and I wanted to share some of that with you today. It came from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And what a powerful verse, right? Jesus promising his disciples that me and you and every follower of Christ, that he's going to put his Holy Spirit in us with all of his power. Man, I think about that, the Holy Spirit of God. This is the God who is reigning sovereign right now over 7.2 billion people in the world. He's in control of everything in the entire universe, right? He's upholding Mars right now. His power is on display in all of creation. Think about just one example of that, right? Like the Grand Canyon, the God who created the Grand Canyon. This God, this all powerful God, has put his Spirit inside of me, inside of you. That will just knock you out of your seat if you really think about it, right? The power of God's Spirit living in us, and his purpose is clear. He's given us his power so that we will be his witnesses, so that we will testify to who he is, to make him known in the world around us. And not just around us, but everywhere, to the end of the earth, so that every follower of Christ has been given the power of the Spirit to declare the gospel to the ends of the earth. Listen, that changes everything about how we should view life today, right? That everywhere I go today, I'm being led by his Spirit. I'm empowered by his Spirit. In order to do what? To testify of his goodness, to testify of his greatness. And that changes every interaction that I have. I want to look for opportunities to witness. Just pray today for that. Pray for opportunities to witness his goodness, his grace, his greatness to people around me. To know that I don't have to do that on my own, right? It feels awkward sometimes when I start to get into a witnessing conversation, but to know that the God of the universe has put his power in me so that I can be a witness in that moment. I don't know. Let me just pray that God would grant me and you and all of us that are listening today, that he would grant us grace today to live in the power of his Spirit and to witness in the power of his Spirit. Let me just pray. Oh God, thank you. Thank you. Words just don't seem to be enough. But Father, thank you for the privilege of being indwelled by your Spirit, for this amazing reality that your Spirit dwells in us and is all powerful, dwells in me and in every follower of Christ who's listening. Father, thank you for this privilege, as we pray that based on this privilege, you would help us to accomplish the purpose of your Spirit in us today. Father, we pray that you would use us as your witness. Lord, I pray for my life, for others who are listening, that you would open up opportunities today for us to testify of your goodness, of your grace, to the gospel, to people around us. Father, when we feel awkward or fearful or timid or hesitant to speak, Father, we pray that the power of your Spirit would give us boldness to speak. Father, to share the good news of your grace and your glory. Lord, help us to make the most of that opportunity today. Father, maybe there's one person that we've been praying for over the course of the last year or two. And Father, just put them in our path today, whether it be a conversation in person or through a text or running into them at the grocery store. Father, we pray that you would draw someone to faith today through the witness of our lives. Lord, we want to fulfill the purpose that you've given to us on this earth, the power that you've given us to fulfill that purpose. So Father, help us today to be witnesses, and then lead us, we pray, in the days ahead to be your witnesses to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I just pray that will be a reminder to you as well, that this Sunday is our Life Change Sunday. And so we'll be, Lord willing, baptizing several people that have given their lives to Christ recently or over the course of a lifetime. And this is their moment. This is the time when they've said, this is my time. I need to be baptized. And so I'm just praying that even you would have opportunities over the course of the next day or two to have those conversations, to be an encouragement to someone, and that they would have the courage to stand up Sunday. And we'll make it very easy for them just to come and to be baptized and take that first step in obedience in their walk with the Lord. So spend some time today praying as you're driving or as you're listening, just for that opportunity to share the gospel today. And I pray that you'll be open to that, because I believe the Lord will give you that opportunity.